Your Camden, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. Issue 19, June 2008. Your Camden was winner of the best civic newspaper or magazine in 2007 in the Excellence in Communications Awards. Your Camden is free to all residents and provides you with information about our services. Published by the Communications Team, London Borough of Camden. Editorial and Advertising, 0207-974-5717. Distribution, 0207-974-5973. Write free of charge to Free Post Your Camden or email yourcamden, all one word, at camden.gov.uk. Costs 13 pence per copy for design, print and distribution. The cover design was by Vanessa Barbarian. Distribution from the 2nd of June 2008. The next issue is out on the 14th of July 2008. Download a podcast of Your Camden from camden.gov.uk/yourcamden. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 0207 974 5717. And the printed copy is printed on paper, manufactured from virgin pulp, produced from sustainable managed forests. Navigational Information, CD. This is an audio presentation of Your Camden free monthly magazine, June 2008, Issue 19.
This recording will be on two CDs. This recording is set out as follows. CD 1 contains
navigational information, keep burglars out, the news section, which includes the following 11 subheadings: Camden's Little Italy, post office closures, putting the brakes on, bike theft, bike week, Family Fun Day, Community News, Revamped Disabled Children's Services, Hidden Treasures, Electric Cars on the Charge, Marie Curie Walk, and Handy Numbers. Your Views section includes the following three subheadings: Homes for Older People, Public Notice, and When We Don't Get It Right. The Features section includes the following five subheadings: Get Active This Summer, The Gangbusters, Going Local, Care in the Classroom, and Your Camden Heroes.
And CD 2 contains the following.
Housing News section includes the following three subheadings: Decent Homes on the Way, Council Worker of the Year, and New Rent Service Team. Camden is the Business, Business News. The Area Forum section includes the following five subheadings: Making Camden a Better Place, What Some of the Forums Looked at, What Other Forums Also Raised, Get Involved, and Dates of Meetings. Green Camden, Young Camden, Camden's New Mayor, Your Councillors, Sport, Bolly Good Fun, What's On, Recycle for Camden.
The total time for these two CDs is approximately 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Keep burglars out. Burglars and thieves like warm weather, as open windows and doors make their lives easier. Protect your home this summer by following these security tips. Always close and lock your doors and windows when you go out or up to bed. If possible, fit window restrictors to let fresh air in but keep thieves out. Don't leave goods on display by open doors or windows. Make sure expensive items can't be seen from outside. Always recycle any packaging as soon as possible. Empty boxes advertise your new property to burglars. Close communal doors and never let anyone in that you don't know. If you're a Camden resident who's aged 60 or over, or disabled, you can have a free home security check. Free home security equipment can be fitted. For further information, Contact Mobile Repair Service, Caxton House, 129 St John's Way, London N19 3RQ. Phone 0845 351 0642 from Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 1300 and 1400 to 1630 hours. Text phone 0845 094 1712. Email safeashouses, all one word, at mobilerepairsservice, all one word, .org.uk. If you're under 60, a crime prevention officer can check the security of your home. To arrange an appointment, call your local police station. Holborn 0208 733 6543, Albany Street 0208 733 6291, Kentish Town 0208 733 6070, Hampstead 0208 733 6605, and West Hampstead 0208 733 6809. For further information, visit CamdenSafe, all one word, .org, phone 0207 974 2915, or email communitysafety, all one word, at camden.gov.uk. Now the news section, which includes the following 11 subheadings: Camden's Little Italy, post office closures, putting the brakes on bike theft, Bike Week, Family Fun Day, Community News, Revamped Disabled Children's Services, Hidden Treasures, Electric Cars on the Charge, Marie Curie Walk and Handy Numbers. Camden's Little Italy. Think of Little Italy and you probably think of New York. But did you know that Holborn has its very own Italian quarter dating back to the early 19th century? To celebrate, we are hosting an exhibition looking at this fascinating slice of history. Photographs and other documents from the archives show the history of the community from its early 19th century origins all the way through to its post-Second World War decline. The exhibition covers all aspects of the Italian quarter: the occupations, the living conditions, the leisure pursuits, and the institutions of Holborn's Italian people, with its organ grinders, ice cream sellers, colourful processions and dramatic incidents. It is a story full of life and colour. The exhibition is completely free. Just go along to the local Studies and Archives Centre on the second floor of Holborn Library, 32 to 38 Theobalds Road. For opening hours and more information, call 0207 974 6342 or go to camden.gov.uk/local studies. Post office closures. Four post offices in Camden have been confirmed for closure this month following an announcement by Post Office Limited. The move is part of a programme of 2,500 closures across the country. The following sub-post offices in Camden have been earmarked to be shut: Somerstown sub-post office, Crowndale Road; Hampstead Heath sub-post office, Southend Green; England's Lane sub-post office; Highgate High Street sub-post office. Since hearing the news, we have been talking to lots of different groups to find alternative solutions to keep the affected branches open. One option could be to co-locate the affected post offices with other businesses, or for us to help assist setting up community-run post office branches. We have also been in talks with Post Office Limited over joint working to protect the remaining branches in the borough not affected by the closures. We have also been working with voluntary and community groups to make sure vulnerable groups, such as older people, experience a minimum of disruption. You can find out more by calling 0207 974 3526 or emailing postoffices, all one word, at camden.gov.uk. Putting the brakes on bike theft. In a bid to get more people back in the saddle, we have launched a new cycle stand. which allows cyclists to park their bikes more securely than ever. The Camden Stand is being installed in some of the borough's busiest areas for cyclists, including King's Cross and Holborn. Camden is the first area in the country to benefit. The innovative new stands design out crime by making it easier to lock both wheels and the frame to the stand, and therefore more difficult for thieves to take. Although cycle theft in Camden is down 30% since 2006, research shows that one in four cyclists who experience bike theft stop cycling, and 66% cycle less often. You can find out more by visiting camden.gov.uk/cycling or calling 0207 974 5144. Bike Week, top gear for cyclists. Cycling in Camden is moving up a gear for National Bike Week, the 14th to the 22nd of June, with a guided ride round the borough on Sunday the 22nd of June, providing the exciting finish. The ride starts at 10:30 a.m. outside the Town Hall and then proceeds through all 18 wards in the borough. Clocking up a total of 22 miles, the ride finishes at Hampstead Town Hall at roughly 3:30 p.m. The pace should be gentle enough for anyone to join in, and there will be plenty of chances for refreshments along the way. Another highlight of Bike Week is from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Friday the 20th of June at Red Lion Square in Holborn. The event will offer advice to cycling commuters and offer a free Dr. Bike maintenance workshop. Anyone who attends has the chance of winning a Raleigh Boardwalk bike. You can find out more about Bike Week at bikeweek, all one word, .org.uk. For more information on the guided ride, call 0207 974 5803 or just turn up on the day. Family Fun Day. Families are invited to take part in a magical family learning fun day, packed with activities like making puppets, crowns and wands. It's all happening at Coram's Fields on Saturday the 14th of June from 1 to 5 p.m. and is for families with children up to the age of 12. The day is themed Once Upon a Time. Parents and children will have the chance to listen to magical stories and make their own fairy tale book to take home. There will also be lots of ideas for ways parents and children can learn together while having fun. Information packs will be available to take home. We are running the event in partnership with City Lit. Children must be accompanied by an adult. You can find out more by calling 0207 974 2148 or go to camden.gov.uk/whatson. Community News. The 10th birthday of the National Osteoporosis Society. It is estimated that there are 3 million people in the UK living with osteoporosis. One in two women and one in five men will suffer a fracture after the age of 50, commonly in the hip, spine or wrist. The National Osteoporosis Society is the only national charity dedicated to the prevention and treatment of osteoporosis and to supporting people with this fragile bone disease. It works with the medical profession to improve understanding of osteoporosis and raises awareness of the importance of healthy bones. There is a Northwest London support group for people with the condition. Founded in 1998, they are hosting a 10th birthday party with speakers including experts on exercise and nutrition. The free event is being held at Swiss Cottage Community Centre at 5:30 p.m. on Monday the 23rd of June. For more information on the 10th birthday, call 0207 267 0039. You can find out more about the National Osteoporosis Society by calling 01761 471 7714. Or go to nos.org.uk. They also provide a confidential helpline staffed by specialist nurses. The line is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, or you can email nurses@nos.org.uk. Revamped Disabled Children's Service. Greenland Road Children's Centre has improved the way it provides services for the disabled children and families who use it. Services have been brought under the same roof to offer a joined-up service called Mosaic for local children up to 18 who have severe and profound disabilities and need considerable everyday support. Services offered range from physiotherapy, occupational and speech therapy, through to advice on benefits and the help offered by other voluntary organisations. The changes were decided after 3 years of consultation with children, families and the professionals who work with them. Camden parent Justine Tusabe, whose disabled son attends Greenland Road, said, "It's better for us because now we can get everything under one roof, or they can direct us to other local services. It's very good here. I like it very much." The service was launched by disabled comedian and actress Francesca Martinez. Known for roles in Grange Hill and Holby City, Francesca is a former pupil of Parliament Hill School. You can find out more about Mosaic by calling 0207 530 4820 or go to camden.gov.uk/education. Hidden treasure. Unearth one of London's best-kept secrets. Tucked away in a handful of streets surrounding Hatton Garden is Europe's largest concentration of jewellery craftsmen and manufacturers. From Monday the 9th to Sunday the 15th of June, Hatton Garden is going on show, and you can see what goes into designing and making the world's most beautiful jewellery. Hatton Garden will even be closed to traffic on Saturday the 14th of June, so you can enjoy an unhurried stroll. Hatton Garden Jewellery Week, part of Coutts London Jewellery Week, will offer gem-cutting displays and practical demonstrations of how to identify gemstones and test precious metals for their content. And why not take along your treasured family heirlooms for a free valuation? You can find out more about London Jewellery Week by calling 0207 974 8146 or visit londonjewelryweek.co.uk. Electric cars on the charge. Henry Ford once famously said his cars were available in any colour as long as it's black. But things have moved on a long way. Your car doesn't even have to have a petrol engine anymore. To help tackle climate change and improve local air quality, we're encouraging residents to consider electric vehicles as an alternative to their existing petrol or diesel car. We have now established new on-street electrical charging bays in a joint scheme with Transport for London called New Ride. The new charging points allow users to park their vehicles in a safe and secure location, making it easier to drive, recharge and go. Find them at 26 Red Lion Square, 8 to 14 Store Street, Mallet Street, Sardinia Street near 24 Kingsway and 40 Charlotte Street. There are also off-street charging facilities at our car park in Bloomsbury Square. Electric charging is free and electric vehicles using these facilities also get a parking discount. These facilities are available exclusively to Camden residents with an electric vehicle. All you need is a £50 permit available from parking services or from newride.org.uk. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/parking or call 0207 974 5896. Marie Curie Walk. On Sunday the 29th of June, Marie Curie Cancer Care are holding a sponsored walk on Hampstead Heath to raise money for their Hampstead Hospice. There will be a 3-mile family-friendly route and a 10-mile challenge route for the more energetic, and everyone can relax with live music on the bandstand at the finish. The Hampstead Heath Walk offers some of the most breathtaking views over London and is dotted with picturesque beauty spots. There is more than enough to keep young ones occupied with family entertainment, including face painting and balloon modelling. The cost is £10 for adults, £5 for children, with under fives going free. You can get a registration form or find out more by calling 0207 853 3442 or visiting mariecurie.org.uk/Hampstead Walk. Handy numbers. Need to phone the council but not sure who to call? Our handy guide to services helps you contact the local service you require quickly and easily. And the Handy Guide 2008 will be published free next month to help you point in the right direction even faster. Each month we're running through the A to Z of services. After last month's special green edition, we're picking up the alphabet where we left off, this month covering G and H. If you aren't sure which number to call, phone our customer services line on 0207 974 4444 or text link 0207 974 6866. Garden waste, 0207 974 6914. camden.gov.uk/recycling. Graffiti, 0207 974 6914. camden.gov.uk/clean streets. Health, Camden Primary Care Trust, 0207 530 3500. camdenpct.nhs.uk. Home Improvement Grants, 0207 974 2090. camden.gov.uk/housing. Housing Options and Advice, 0207 974 5801. camden.gov.uk/housing options. Housing Patrol, Monday to Saturday, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. 0207 974 8205. Housing Repairs, 0207 974 1212. Out of Hours, 0207 278 4444. camden.gov.uk/housing repairs. Your views. This section includes three items: homes for older people, a public notice, and when we don't get it right. Homes for older people. You have told us that you want new or improved care homes with modern facilities. Now we need your views on how they should be managed and run. In spring 2007, we carried out a consultation to find out what you thought about our plans for the future of care homes for the elderly. Our proposals involved improving the design of our existing care homes, creating more sheltered apartments for older people with social care needs, and rebuilding the popular Charlie Ratchford Centre. Our care homes are meeting the standards for existing care homes. They are well rated, but physically they are not up to modern day standards. Many of our buildings are over 30 years old and don't offer enough privacy for residents or the appropriate facilities to provide medical care. Over 900 of you responded to the consultation, telling us that over three quarters, 76% of you, think that our proposed changes to care homes are good or very good. More than 90% of you agree that there needs to be extra care housing. Over two-thirds, 67% of you, think that a new centre is a good idea. Some of the comments you made included: old people deserve their dignity and to stay at home as long as possible. But if this is not possible, then they deserve the best care home possible. I am now 60, and if I needed to go into a Camden care home, I would want an ensuite and modern facilities. My son might need care in his old age. He'd want a bigger room than this. The second stage. We have launched a second consultation to find out how you think the care home should be managed and run. Four options are being considered. These are: 1. We will own and manage the care homes. 2. We will own and oversee the building, but someone else will manage the care homes. 3. We will own the buildings, but they will be built and managed by a partner organisation. And 4. We will sell all sites to a private organisation for them to construct the new buildings and provide the care. The consultation ends on Tuesday, the 17th of June, 2008. Your views will be presented to the Council Executive on Wednesday, the 23rd of July, 2008, where an option will be selected. Get involved. Residents and their families and care home staff will be invited to share their views at meetings at each of our care homes. You can have your say on the future of our care homes by visiting camden.gov.uk/homes for older people. And more info, you can get more information on homes for older people by visiting camden.gov.uk/homes for older people or calling 0207 974 3265. A public notice. Notice of application for premises to be approved as a venue for civil marriage and civil partnership. I, Alexander Langsam, being the proprietor of the Hampstead Britannia Hotel, Primrose Hill Road, London NW3 3NA, apply to the London Borough of Camden to be relicensed under the Marriage and Civil Partnership Act as premises where civil marriage and civil partnership can take place. The Marriages and Civil Partnerships Approved Premises Regulations 2005 state that the premises can be approved by the Council if, in their opinion, and amongst things, 1. They are seemly and dignified and regularly available for civil marriages and civil partnerships. 2. They have adequate fire precautions and other appropriate safety precautions. 3. They have no recent or continuing connection with any religion which is incompatible with the use of the premises as a venue for civil marriages and civil partnerships. Full details of these conditions can be obtained from the Superintendent Registrar, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H9JE. Any person wishing to see the application I have made and plans of the premises may do so at the Register Office, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H9JE. Any person wishing to object to my application may only do so if my premises do not comply with the conditions required by these regulations of the Council. When we don't get it right, we want to provide good quality services for everyone, but things can go wrong. If they do, we need to know, so we can put them right and learn from them. If you are unhappy about one of our services, you should write or speak to the relevant service manager. If you are still unhappy, there is a formal complaints procedure. Contact our central complaints unit on 0207 974 5644 or email complaints@camden.gov.uk. The features section. This includes the following 5 items. Get active this summer, the gangbusters, going local, care in the classroom, and your Camden heroes. Get active this summer. Summer is here. It's the perfect time to get active and make yourself feel better, more confident, and cut your risk of developing a serious illness. Do the words get active make you feel weak at the knees, with thoughts of hours in a gym? It doesn't need to be that way. There are lots of other physical activities you can do to boost your health. So what is physical activity? It's everything from swimming and running to football and dancing. It even includes everyday things like gardening, walking to the bus stop, cycling to work, and climbing the stairs. The important thing is that while you are doing the activity, you should be working hard enough to feel warm and slightly out of breath. Paul Fox, Assistant Director of Public Health, said, "Everyone can find something they enjoy doing, so it stops exercise feeling like hard work. If going to the gym isn't for you, there are hundreds of other things you can try. Whether it is salsa, horse riding or hurdling, the important thing is to make it fun. So how much should I do? It depends on several factors. These include your age, general health, and current activity levels. Most adults should aim for at least 30 minutes a day on 5 or more days a week. You don't need to do the 30 minutes in one go. You could build it up in 3 10-minute sessions throughout the day. Children and young people should do at least an hour every day. They can also build this up over the course of a day. Walking and cycling to school or going to a sports club are great choices. What are the benefits? Physical activity is great for you at any age. It can help reduce your risk of developing a number of diseases, keep your weight under control, give you an energy boost, reduce your stress levels, and help you sleep better. So, win £1,000 of vouchers. Camden Primary Care Trust have £1,000 worth of membership at local leisure centres to give away. For your chance to win, visit getactivecamden.org. And you can get more information on how to live an active lifestyle by visiting nhs.uk/livewell/fitness. You can see a directory of sport classes and clubs in Camden by visiting camden.gov.uk/leisure. The Gangbusters. Our antisocial behaviour team are taking to the streets to help reduce offending. The statistics are shocking. Between April and November last year, nearly 1,300 London teenagers were injured as a result of violent crime. And nationally, 40 teenagers and children were murdered in fights with their peers. In a bid to reduce the growing number of young people involved in violent crime, the police have introduced Operation Curb. It involves targeting known offenders and providing a reassuring presence on the streets. Nakuja Gayan and Scott Fry from our antisocial behaviour team work together with Operation Curb. Together they patrol crime hotspots and work with young people to stop offending. Scott said, "We work on the streets to divert young people away from crime by getting them to take part in youth centre activities and community projects. We also target prolific offenders with the Youth Offending Service, Police Safer Neighbourhoods teams and Safer Schools officers, street wardens and housing patrol. It's important that we guide 12 and 13-year-olds down the right path before it's too late." To tackle antisocial behaviour, the Gangbusters also use restorative justice, mediation that brings victims, offenders, parents and communities together to decide on a response to a particular crime. While these initiatives are helping to divert young people away from becoming tomorrow's criminals, there is still an emphasis on enforcing the law. Nakuja said, "If we see a group of young people on the streets with a history of antisocial behaviour, we'll approach them and ask them what they're doing. If the police are with us, and we have received reports of antisocial behaviour in the area, they may use stop and search powers. I've learnt that it's best to be straightforward. I tell them that if they carry on like this, they could end up with a criminal record, which could affect the rest of their life." You can get more information on our antisocial behaviour team by calling 0207 974 4499 or emailing scott.fry@camden.gov.uk or visiting camden.gov.uk/ASBAG. Going local. Maria Fidelis Roman Catholic School for Girls is currently consulting on proposals to admit boys from 2014 and to rebuild the school onto one site. The proposed changes would provide places for local Roman Catholic boys who travel to school outside the borough. The changes would be made possible by a £25 million investment from the government's Building Schools for the Future, BSF, programme. Maria Fidelis is currently split over two sites in Phoenix Road and North Gower Street. At present, all students are girls. Investment from BSF would result in a single site in North Gower Street by 2014, with new facilities, extended hours and opportunities for the community to engage in activities. Head teacher at Maria Fidelis, Pauline Williams, said, "The school was founded to meet the needs of the local Catholic population. Admitting boys helps us to do this by making it easier for Catholic families to find secondary school places for their sons within the borough. Keeping the connection with local families is vital." To receive a copy or comment on the proposals for Maria Fidelis, email mark.kemp@camden.gov.uk or write to Free Post Camden BSF. No stamp is required. The closing date for comments is the 19th of June 2008. You can get more information on BSF by visiting camden.gov.uk/BSF or calling 0207 974 4551. Care in the classroom. Children and young people are benefiting from a new approach that takes social workers out of the office and into the school. Four secondary schools in Camden, Parliament Hill, Ackland Burley, South Camden Community and Haverstock, have each recently welcomed a dedicated social worker. Basing social workers in the schools means that they are accessible on a day-to-day basis. This gives them the opportunity to build up strong, trusting relationships with students, their parents and staff. This can help in solving problems before they escalate. Jeanette Evans, a social worker at Haverstock School, said, "I feel I'm getting involved when I should, rather than when there is a crisis. Recently, one boy was struggling with his work, getting involved in gangs, and was not properly supervised at home. So we put a package of support in place at school and worked with his family to move him away from the negative influences in his life. It's been a few months now and he's realised how dangerous what he was doing outside of school was." Having a social worker involved at an early stage can help reduce the number of cases that are referred to child protection. Jeanette said, "I'm here when things happen. Sometimes schools are reluctant to phone social work duty teams about things they see as minor. Now they just talk to me." As well as putting social work at the heart of the community, Jeanette finds that working directly with so many different professionals is saving time. "It's much easier to get things done. Before, I'd end up spending a lot of time trying to catch teachers between lessons. Now I just walk up and talk to them. I can see the school counsellor, the head of year, families, and have daily contact with the young person." You can get more information on social workers in schools by calling the Safeguarding and Social Care Team on 0207 974 1502 or 0207 974 6628. You can also contact this team if you are concerned about a child's health or well-being. Your Camden Heroes. Over 100 nominations were received for the Exceptional People in Camden Awards. So much of what makes Camden great are the people who do that bit extra, the ones who give up their own time to help other people make Camden a borough of opportunity. The EPIC Exceptional People in Camden Awards are about these special people. Judging took place in May. A short list has been put together for what will be 7 hotly contested categories. The winners will be announced on Thursday the 26th of June at a glitzy awards ceremony at COCO in Camden Town. And the shortlist is Exceptional Young Person, Victoria Lynch, Axel Landin and Louise Suen, Jessica Fox, Daniel Cunningham, and the Youth Opportunity Fund panel. Exceptional Work with Young People, Helene Reardon-Bond, Sonia McLarge-Stringer, Michael O'Neill, Ray Bull and Abul Rahman. Exceptional Contribution to the Local Environment, Sean Canavan, Jean Dollymore, Nick Riacon, David Bieda, Pamela Gilby. Exceptional Contribution to Sport and Leisure, Pro Touch Soccer Academy, Mary Hill, Jeff Gooding, John Stewart, Lucy Collins. Exceptional Contribution to Community Safety, John Pettigrew, Mike Stewart, Simon Luscombe, Joe Weir, Shirley Scott Norton. Exceptional Carer, Barbara O'Neill, John and Moira Donio, Hon Hang Lee, Greg Branson, Diane Lambert. And Exceptional Older Person, Margaret Welsh, Arthur Brill, Brian Rutter, Frances Ely, Jean Rossiter. You can find out who won what and see pictures from the night in the July issue of Your Camden, or visit camden.gov.uk/epics. Unfortunately, the category of exceptional contribution to the arts and culture has been dropped this year due to the low number of nominations received. Kindly sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, Everyman, LCR, the Volunteer Centre Camden, CBS Outdoor and Eurostar.